Alfred DaCosta, your host of the L4H podcast, a.k.a. Pastor Fred. What are you living for today? Today I am living for PO339, crankshaft position sensor A, circuit intermittent. Stay tuned. So yeah, PO339, crankshaft position sensor A, circuit intermittent, is the latest error code feature of my Honda CR-V. We hit a deer with it a couple of months ago, going about 30 miles per hour in a residential area. We then ran over a skunk a few weeks after that. And now, it does not drive any faster than 30 miles per hour. Lemon, would you say? What is a lemon anyway?
One possibility is that it came from early 20th century American slang, where a lemon referred to a person who is a loser, a simpleton, as a lemon. Another possibility is that the term originated from British pool hall slang, where a lemon game was a game played by a hustler. In more recent times, it describes a car with multiple defects from the manufacturer, or the car simply does not run. According to Google, here are a list of 8 cars that have had the most lemon reports. 1. Chevrolet Cruze 2, GMC Acadia 3, Chevrolet Silverado 4, Dodge Challenger 5, Ford Focus 6, Ford Escape 7, Jeep Wrangler 8, Jeep Cherokee, and now apparently your Honda CR-V. Ha 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 ha.
What?
Just joking, take it easy, Pastor Fred.
Okay.
Also, just in case you were wondering, here is the reason they call other cars whips. In the early automobile era, the steering wheel became known as the whip. In more modern times, various hip-hop artists noticed that the Mercedes-Benz logo resembled a steering wheel, which as mentioned was also known as the whip. So by association, the Mercedes-Benz and later any fancy car was called a whip.
Okay, well, you know, when things like this happen, a lot of things run through your mind when a persistently bad series of events happen in your life. It is generally perceived as bad karma, a bad omen, a bad sign. I have known people who have an unending bizarre series of bad luck. Like some guy stole my social security number over the phone, or yeah, I broke my arm in the refrigerator door, or oh yeah, I woke up in the trunk of my friend's car. More and more, I'm coming to realize that the bizarre and unusual are more commonplace than we think. We just keep them to ourselves, well, because sometimes they're just hard to explain, they're just really weird, they're just impressions, incomplete fragments, a state of mind, a gesture. Sometimes they're phenomenons, epiphanies, theophanies that cannot be described with words. Some are so brief and seemingly insignificant at the moment, I move by them without even giving them a second thought. I'll even sometimes take pictures or mention them to my wife so that I'll remember these unusual anomalies. Like the day my wife and I were beefing.
Here's the definition: arguing, fighting, or a feud between friends, family members, enemies, or gangs. Sometimes it just means a verbal confrontation.
We found out later on, after being upset, we were actually praying for each other, not sure of the right time for reconciliation. So we got all the way to the church, got into the sanctuary, sat down, and glancing back and forth at each other, Moses sitting in between us, for no reason at all, Moses just makes the biggest, cheesiest grin and just holds it there and doesn't move. My wife and I look at each other and just begin laughing hysterically. I'm sure people in the pews in front of us and behind us were looking around, wondering what was going on. We asked him later on why he did that, and he doesn't know why. He just did that. And he's never done that before. I believe God sent a smile. Oh, by the way, let me know if you want to see the picture. It's not of the exact moment, but we took a picture right then and there because I wanted to remember that. These little things. I used to look at people like that and think, man, get your life together, bro. People with funny money, relationship issues, always breaking stuff, always breaking yourself, needy. I also recognize how much of this is actually myself and how much I try to hide it from others. I admire people who have lost their pride and aren't afraid to ask for help. It may appear hackneyed and trifling for the standard spectator. So it's Sunday and I'm plugging in the code PO339 into Google and I'm seeing everything from crankshaft sensor replacements to recall safety hazards. I made at least 12 trips up and down my apartment steps. I thought I would have everything I needed because it was a simple job. 3 bolts, 10mm, standard ratchet or socket, and just grabbed a couple of things to find out I needed to return to get something else. I was having trouble with the simple steps I was used to performing when doing light car repair or maintenance. I became so astonished by my series of small, misfortunate complications, I finally just stopped and I looked up, lifted my thoughts to God, and I asked him, is there something more to this than what I am actually seeing? I began to pay attention to my surroundings as I walked up the stairs for the 13,000th time.
Exaggerate, exaggerate, exaggerate.
Represent something as being larger, better, or worse than it really is.
Okay, that was a little exaggeration. Okay, fine. There was a neighbor I have never said a word to. We always just crossed paths and waved. We had a mutual understanding. I won't bother you, you don't bother me, I don't know you, but we're neighbors, so I'll wave. And what started off as an awkward, obligatory wave became a friendly wave, because now when we passed one another in the hallway, we knew that we didn't have to stop for that uncomfortable, awkward weather discussion. Because we both have smartphones, we both know the weather, and none of us are weathermen or weatherwomen. So there he was, walking his dog in our puppy-friendly apartment complex, and he and his life partner have always waved at us, but that's all. And this time was no different. I made it back downstairs, back under the car, and positioned the tool for the twist. Nothing. So I switched arms. Positioned the tool for the twist. Nothing. Then I said, okay, that's it. Gonna put a little elbow grease into this. I then gripped it with both hands and gave it all I had. Just then, suddenly, the two came running over as they were walking to their car and were sidetracked by what was going on where I was. They came running over to see if I was okay. I felt fine as far as I knew, but with as crazy as everything has been going, I just made sure to do a body check, make sure there was no red around me. I was fine. But what had happened was they were looking out for me. They must have seen the car jacked up on stands, and what drew them close were the extraterrestrial wildebeest whale moaning sounds coming from under the car. What I did not realize was that this is how I sound when I'm giving anything a good college try. That was the spark. The Holy Spirit confirmed it in my heart. It was a space undefined. It was non-denominational, without prompting, without motive, simply a human sensing the need of another. I had been preaching a silent sermon to them for a year, and now a response I didn't plan for. It sprang forth into a conversation by their balcony soon after that. My plans now are to send season's greetings cards and thanks for their consideration and later advice for what I could do in looking up recalls on this vehicle. Another epiphany I cannot capture in a jar or further examine its protein building block, amino acids, or genetic code. Another brief miracle that only God will reveal at the welcome table in eternity. For now, I ask, seek, and knock, extending the kingdom, reaping where I have not labored. There are two stories that use this language. If you have a chance, take a look at it in John 4:38. It's that famous story of the woman at the well. It's that spot when the woman at the well is gushing with the living water to tell her testimony to the town. The other story is that servant who hid the talent that was left under his care because of his unclear understanding of the master's sow and reap techniques. What is God doing in your peripheral view? In fact, and better yet, what is he doing in plain sight in your life? And perhaps we're not listening or looking. There's a young lady listening to this podcast tonight, walking through the valley of the shadow of death. And although it's not easy, she seems to move steady through the night. She seems to know that she's not alone. She is seeking the face of Jesus. Let us look for Jesus in the good, bad, and in between. Alfred DaCosta, your host of the L4H podcast, over and out.